Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Kim Rogers, aka the Worm Queen, and so excited and kind of a little bit grossed out to talk to Kim. However, you guys are going to be, your mind is going to be blown by the end of this podcast. Kim is a seasoned wellness professional with over 18 years in Western medicine, dedicating her career to advancing medical knowledge and patient care. She's had her own health challenges like endometriosis, parasites, mold, and Lyme, and she founded Rogers Hood Apothecary in 2021 and has created some amazing products for parasite cleansing. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to be chatting with you today. As we were just talking before we started recording, and you know, people need to open their eyes to parasites. Everybody turns a blind eye, and it's like very basic. It's very like very basic. Yeah. So how did you become the Worm Queen? She's all over social media as the Worm Queen.
I mean, it's kind of a fun name, right? I didn't want to be known as the Worm Lady. And when I went viral in 2021, I specifically said, I don't want to be known as the Worm Lady. And so my followers, community crowned me the Worm Queen. I'm like, I'll take it. I'm a queen. That's cool. I'm going to talk worms. And at least it's fun and catchy and it gets people to laugh because it's such a weird and crazy topic that most people don't even want to talk about, but like, it's so easy to catch a worm. It's so easy to catch parasites. It's so easy to be engulfed in mold, and it's so easy to get Lyme. And I've had all three of them. And it was like an onion peeling, right? Where I found out I had parasites. That's a co-infection of Lyme. And then I found out that I was living in mold, which is a co-infection of Lyme. And so it all ended up being that I had chronic Lyme for, I have no idea how long. I can go back to when I know I got bit by a tick, but even that, they're even coming out saying that Lyme isn't always just from a tick bite. So there's just not enough information because we've never had environmental toxins really be dug into unless you were trying to get down and dirty into the root cause. And so it's kind of a sad thing, but I feel like I have a pretty big voice and I'm really wanting to make people understand how easy it is to catch a parasite. In fact, I know ours was from the water. Our water was contaminated and we found that out in 2021, that the water where we were building our log home actually had nematodes in it, because we had it third party tested. So we sent it out to an independent lab to have it tested. There isn't really anyone in the United States that'll test your water. We've actually looked around for a couple of places around here and they'll test for parasites, but they won't test for nematodes. And nematodes are what we found, which is a physical worm in our water.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is powerful and crazy because, you know, what do we wash our, you know, produce with? What are we, I was just going to say our bodies in soaking in all of these things to get clean. And here we are, you know, toxifying our body with parasites. So At what point did you realize that, was that your turning point? Like when you saw that in your water tested, was that when you're like a light bulb went on and you were like, well, wait a second. Or did you have symptoms that made you kind of lead? Like, what was your aha moment that led to like, whoa, what's going on here?
Well, in 2019, my husband and I had decided to like basically sell our home and all of our belongings because I was so sick. And just to kind of give a little time frame, 2016 is when we bought our property. So we were going out there recreationally from 2016 until 2019. We also were like remodeling an older home, which now we know had mold in it as well. And so in around 2017, I started to really decline rapidly. And now knowing that it was because I was living in mold as well as being contaminated by just the few times I was going out to our property on the weekends, being, you know, contaminated with the worms. And who knows, I didn't test my water where we were living at the time either. So who knows if the worms were in the water, because everywhere we've lived now, we've tested the water, which it's come back all positive everywhere we've lived. So that just means that if that's where we're living, then other people are living in that too, right?
Absolutely.
So to go back to that, we decided in 2019, because I wasn't doing so great and I couldn't have any more surgeries. I had had 13 surgeries for endometriosis and a hysterectomy. And by 2019, I wasn't doing great. And in 2019, I had another surgery. It was my last surgery. I've been in remission for 3 years now. I haven't had a surgery in 3 years since 2019, almost 4 years then. So we went to our property to build our log home because I wasn't doing well and I didn't want to leave my husband with a lot of bills. So we went out there, we owned the home, we owned the land, we were, you know, just doing it ourselves. And I wasn't getting better. I was getting worse. And I ballooned up past 260 for my weight. You would look at me and think I was out eating McDonald's every day. And I lived in the woods. I wasn't eating McDonald's every day, you know? So I was doing the things that I thought that were right. And then in 21, I watched a video on TikTok and she was like, my anxiety and my depression almost caused me to off myself, but now I know it was worms. And so she like held up Paragard and I was like, I mean, it's worth a try. Like I've been working on my health for a year straight. Nothing's changing. I'm not getting better. Like, what's going on with me? And so I did that cleanse. And within 3 days I saw flukes, roundworm and pinworms.
Wow. 3 days.
Within 3 days. And wow. I did it. I don't even know if I did it over a full moon, to be honest with you. I just did it.
Right. You just were at your wit's end. It was like, I need to do something and I need to do it yesterday. Really? No, I mean, when you feel that terrible and you're, and it's frustrating because you're doing all the things, like you said, you were doing all of the quote unquote right things and you weren't eating McDonald's. You weren't eating, you were doing good by yourself and you're still feeling like garbage and surgeries and all of that messes with your body's flora and all that stuff. So, wow. So at this point, you did this first cleanse and you saw all this stuff coming out, like how quickly did you feel like your health started to turn around from this point? Wow.
3 days. Wow. I knew in 3 days. I started it because of my depression and anxiety, but I was having a pain on the right side. And on the right side is where when my endometriosis would flare, it would debilitate me, not allowing me to really walk, not allowing me to eat. I would look pregnant. And I messaged my doctor and I said, listen, I haven't pooped in like a month. What's wrong with me? She's like, try some psyllium husk. And there isn't much left we can do for you, Kim, because you've had so many surgeries. We can't keep putting you under the knife. You're creating more scar tissue, which is creating more damage. And I'm like, oh, so now I don't even have that as a resource anymore. And you're telling me just to take some psyllium husk to help me with my pooping. Okay. So I got it. Like, I'm going to need to do this myself. And so I started digging. Like I got off my big pharma medications. I decided to get on mushrooms. My husband decided to grow mushrooms for us because we couldn't afford mushrooms. We could afford to grow them, but we couldn't afford for me to take the mass amount of mushrooms a day that I needed to take in order to offset me getting off of Klonopin, which I was on for 22 years at 4 milligrams a day.
Holy crap. And yeah, this was because of anxiety.
Anxiety, PTSD, depression. I mean, medical neglect is a real thing. So I had that because I had a botched hysterectomy. So I then got put on Klonopin, higher doses in order to offset that. I mean, it was really, I was a typical classic Western medicine patient, you know?
Yeah.
no, reliant upon them when really I needed to be more reliant upon myself. And that's what I'm trying to teach people, more about that than I am parasites, mold, and Lyme. Because if you go in and you find out that you have something living in you that is offsetting your positive frequency by bringing in a low frequency, you're never going to feel good about yourself. You're never going to want to make the changes. So as soon as I started removing those entities out, my body changed, my mind changed, and I knew what like my purpose was. So I decided to do a video on TikTok, and it was only 60 seconds. And within 2 hours of doing the video saying, look, I come from Western medicine. I've never dewormed myself until now. And I saw so many carcasses in the toilet. 1 million people watched that video in 2 hours. It shut my TikTok off. It shut my phone off. I had family coming in to help us with the log home that day. Like there was so much chaos going on. And I'm like, I think that I'm onto something here. Like, I think that this is something that like society, including myself, has never done. And I come from Western medicine. Like I was a professor. I wrote books. Like I come from this world. And I also thought, oh, it's such a lie about parasites. Like we're a first world country. We don't have parasites.
Right.
Not us. I went to Mexico. There's no way I could have brought the parasite back with me because I'm sure I drank a mixed drink with ice, you know, fingers crossed that they use a filtration system. At least they know down in Mexico and Guatemala, they know that this is a thing. Our country is like, shh, we have no idea. It's so weird. And you come from Western medicine and right. You probably had no idea either. And no. You have more training than I do. I'm a, you know.
It's kind of funny because you think of the things that we turn a blind eye to. And it's like, sometimes is it a convenience? Is it just technology? Is it just like, this is what life is? But, you know, even looking at things like EMFs from our cell phones, it's like, we know they're there. We know they're bad, but we also have to do our thing. And I mean, you know, I run my business from my phone, you know what I mean? I'm constantly messaging clients and things. So it's kind of like, how do you do the things to offset? So, you know, we can't live in bubbles. We can't not eat. We can't not travel. We can't not do these things. But I think we have to be proactive to say, like, open your eyes, like, you know, where you're looking at produce, like we were just talking about the water and, you know, what are we washing the produce in? And the produce is, a lot of it comes from like Mexico, right? We're eating, you know, products that are coming from other countries. And like, so, right.
We're buying our products from the people that deworm.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But it's like people, you know, and then when you bring it up to people that aren't even in like the functional space at all, they'll just look at you like you have 10 heads. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, if you have a pulse, you have a parasite. Like, it's just, it's real. But for some reason, it's just not a sexy topic. People just don't want to address it. But this is the thing that, you know, being in Western medicine as a pharmacist, practicing pharmacy, you know, for over 20 years, looking at, you know, people just getting sicker. Like you said, it's like you go to the doctor and when they exhaust all options, which usually they have their 7-minute appointment. And then it's like, okay, here's an antidepressant because you're fatigue or, you know, anxious or whatever. And then it's like the next thing you know, they're coming back into the pharmacy and they're getting a medication for sleep. And then they're getting one for weight loss. And then it's like, then we're just treating symptoms with prescriptions. And it's like, there's a better way. And if we don't treat it from the root and remove the offending situation, it's just like, people are just getting sicker and sicker. It's what I see, you know, all the time. So, you know, I love you bringing awareness. And funny, like you just were like, hey, let me just throw this up on TikTok and like went completely viral. I love it.
it was probably, I looked over at my husband. I'm like, you know, this is going to change our life, you know, because I watched some of my other friends go viral and the news came out. Now, I've never been contacted by mainstream ever, which is wild. My name has not even ever been brought into when they do discuss parasites. They'll say this was a trend on TikTok. This is how much they don't want some of this information given out. Because if you were to interview me, I'm just going to say the facts. So that's kind of why I do all of the podcasting, because it's like our way, the underground way kind of getting this word out to people. And I'm not just parasites. I'm literally, you have to find your root cause. My root cause was parasites, mold, and Lyme. That's my root cause. I am a totally different person. I'm super healthy now. I still combat some of the symptoms of Lyme, but I found ways to kind of change the trajectory of my health. I look like a different person. My skin glows. Like these are ways to show that you are getting in the right realm of healthy. And I was dying, and my husband and I know I was dying. We had said our goodbyes to each other. We had grieved the fact that I wasn't going to get to see my house finished, which I have gotten to see my log home finished. And so I think some people get to that point with themselves. I was fortunate that I was able to do that with my husband. And then I had the knowledge to be able to pull me out of that. Not everyone can do that. And I feel like that's what Rogers Hood really honestly is about, is just, you're not alone in this journey. I was very much alone, even though my husband was standing next to me. He isn't from medicine. He's an engineer. So he doesn't even think the same way, you know? So it's like, it's wild. I just feel like people in society and Western medicine just don't understand it. And when you're like in my comments, or you have someone coming to the pharmacy and they're just stacking all of these pills and stacking all these symptoms, what is the root of that reasoning? Is money, in a lot of ways, you know, it is. I also don't feel like doctors in Western medicine purposefully do this. I just think you guys just didn't have the knowledge, just like I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't understand it. And I was very thick in medicine. I loved medicine. Like, this is my world. I love the human body. But at not one point in time did I ever stop and go, maybe worms did this. Maybe, you know, eating that salmon, a fluke, ruined my liver. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. No, I don't think people understand the magnitude of it. And then you just took it to the next level when you said that. Like, yes, okay, parasites. So what does that mean? Parasites are in your body. Well, what are they doing? They're congesting your liver. They're making your liver your most, you know, your detoxification system to the air you're breathing, the water you're drinking, the prescriptions you're taking. Anything and everything, it's helping detox your body. And when that's stagnant and clogged, it doesn't work right. And depending on your other factors going on in your life, you can, you know, you can go in two very different directions, you know? So it's wild that people don't, you know, you just hear the okay parasite and like take it to the next level of, but why? And then when you learn to do these different, you know, cleanses, it's life-changing. And it's, I feel like you're absolutely right. I think Western medicine is, I know how I was trained in Western medicine. And I know that, you know, my health journey 10 years ago, when I was on an antidepressant for 16 years for panic attacks and anxiety, I was put on it when I was 19, 20 years old. And, you know, that was the only thing I knew. And when I started to dabble with the endocannabinoid system and learned how to use CBD to control my anxiety and just like a tincture without THC in it, just how it could balance my body. I went off in like literally a week. I tapered myself off of an antidepressant that I was on for 16 years and never looked back. And now I use different herbs and just play around with things and learn how to control things, adaptogens and mushrooms and so many different things that do amazing things for the body. But I wasn't trained that way. I was trained to go to the Zoloft, to the, you know, the Celexa. And it was like, no, no. So, you know, having my own like transitional journey and seeing myself do it, enabling me to help other people. It's so powerful. And I love, you know, that we're like minded to educate people, because that's the biggest thing too. If you don't know, you don't know. And even us both being in, you know, the medical world, still the fact that I was like, what, 40 years old when I learned that I should be like washing my produce differently, not just giving it a rinse with the hose in the sink with the toxic, right?
Because they're on there, right? Like they're on our produce, they're in our food. And yeah, totally. It's like we were indoctrinated, and I'm okay admitting indoctrination a little bit. And for me in particular, I apologized at the beginning of all of this, because I also was a professor and I had thousands of students. And this was something that like, we just brushed over. I remember writing it into the curriculum and being like, oh, it only needs like 10 minutes. Like lab techs, oh, they only need 3 minutes to look at the stool because we don't have this issue. Not once did in my mind that I think, oh, well, you could go to another country and it's not like they're going to hatch immediately. And then the person comes back to the United States and then they're like having parasite issues, but we're so close-minded over it that we wouldn't even think that it could come across the border. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Let alone
right.
like the food that like we get from across the border, which they cleanse. Okay, so Mexico cleanses twice a year, and it's not a cleanse. They just deworm, and they use Mebendazole and Iver and, you know, all of the antiparasitics with an HCQ. And they'll do that 2 times a year minimum. And a lot of like sports and high schools, elementary, it's required wow. to deworm prior to going in. Jamaica uses a tea called the Bush. They use a pill some places in Japan. So like they have their different techniques in other countries. We just don't in this country or in Canada or Australia. Those are our three top because we, you know, we have our own parasite cleanse. And so we know now where all of the countries are that are not really inviting this into their practice. It's just a good practice. Like all of the herbs that we're talking about aren't bad for you. They're not going to have those side effects of anything than just like a die off because you're killing stuff off inside of your body. But they're all good for you herbs. You know, there's things in those herbs that we don't get on a daily basis that we should be getting nutrient wise in our bodies. So.
Yeah. So can you talk about that a little bit? The ingredients in your signature cleanse that you created?
Oh, that's nice. I like that. My signature cleanse. That's lovely.
It is lovely.
It's a great cleanse. It really is. There aren't herbs in there that you would just normally like go and buy for a parasite cleanse. That's what kind of makes it special. There's two herbs in the tinctures that one of them's called usnea and one of them's called lungwort lichen. And they're both lichens and they come from my area, but you can get them all over the world. But that's how I know about them because I live on the outskirts of a rainforest and I love it. It's beautiful there. So what I did was I had done multiple different cleanses throughout about 6 months of my time being on TikTok. And I was looking at, okay, so I did like wormwood and black walnut hull and garlic, and I did the Parify herbs, like what's in the Parify. It had some other herbs. Paragard has a lot of herbs in it. So I did that one. And then I didn't feel great. And I had a lot of die-offs. I didn't know what a binder was because in Western medicine, you don't take a little bit of charcoal to bind anything. You take charcoal if you're like, and you're like suck out the toxins, but it does the same thing when you do it in a small little amount. So I learned about that. I learned a lot of this from my comments on my account. It's not wow. like there's a book out there until I started writing it, which they're all free in my profile. All my eBooks are free. So there isn't anything out there talking about any of this. So I did the wormwood. I did the black walnut hull. I did the garlic and I liked it. It was good. But it wasn't enough. I didn't feel really any better. So I saw things in the toilet, but I wasn't like convinced that this was
like,
it.
Kind of a plateau. Like you yeah. felt better, but you knew that there was more.
There was something else going on. So then I looked into Oregon graperoot, which is an antiparasitic as well. It also helps with inflammation and it's outside on my property. I have a ton of it on my property.
Wow.
And so it kind of put me down more of a wormhole because I'm like, well, can
not
I
a rabbit hole, a wormhole. Sorry, I had to.
No, but I'm down there with the flashlight. Like anyone else want to join me? Because like it's deep down here.
I love it. I wish we were neighbors. I wish I wasn't on the complete opposite coast of our country, but go ahead. I'm excited.
Same because I asked where you were because I'm having an event and I would love for you to be there.
All right.
Yeah, next time. It's in Cali if you want to come. It's in California next month.
All right.
September 15th. I'll send you the link.
All right.
Okay. So then I decided wormwood was good, but if you add Oregon grapefruit, it's better. And so now you're getting two anti-parasitic herbs that are targeting two different types of frequencies, basically. So when you bring in herbs and you're trying to target an ailment, you're actually just bringing in that frequency in order to match that ailment. So if you think about when an opera singer sings and she shatters the glass, it's because her voice or his voice got to the frequency of that glass. So when you're deciding what herbs to use, you've got to know what all your ailments are in order for you to be able to come in with those herbs and determine what's going to be the best to like help target those ailments. So I had small intestinal worms, which is totally Oregon grapefruit. I also had larger worm and I had a parasite. So I had Cryptosporidium parvium, which is parvo, which kills puppies. So that's wormwood. Well, I have two different things going on. So I needed to have two different types of herbs. When I brought in Oregon grapefruit, it was amazing. Well, then you know that the parasites are dropping heavy metals, spores, viruses, and bacteria. So you really need something to come in and clean that up while they're dropping them. And that's what Usnea does. Parasite cleansing makes you hungry specifically because they don't want to die. You got to feed them. So they're telling you to eat bad food, eat sugar. You'll have the most munchies when you're doing a parasite cleanse, specifically because they're not wanting to die and you got to try and starve them out. So I also brought in Usnea not only to get rid of the viruses and bacteria that drop in your body, but also to help curb your appetite while you're cleansing so that you're not just eating and feeding. So I brought all of that in specifically because of my own ailments. If I had done this type of a cleanse prior to me getting even sicker after a cleanse, and that's really why I made a kit. So I had been tested for Epstein-Barr virus prior, years prior, and I'd always tested negative, and I dropped the Epstein-Barr virus while I was deworming. Wow. And so I didn't know what a binder was, if I had binded, if I had brought all of these herbs in to help kind of remove and target these issues, I might not have gotten so sick deworming. And so that's kind of what really pushed me to deworm and make it, or to do more of a kit, was there just isn't anything out there to teach people. And if I am at this point in my life where I'm a valedictorian, two healthcare degrees, and I don't know this, then how does the general population of the world know this?
They don't.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. And, you know, when you're doing this, do you have to follow like a specific diet? Are there foods to avoid that, you know, that the worms like to feed off of when you're trying to detox? Is there something that, you know, that a specific diet you should stick to, I guess?
So we recommend the strictest diet, which is the Candida diet. Mm-hmm. It's just a guide though. You'll still have success even if you don't follow the diet. Because the herbs are getting into your body no matter what. Like it's a tincture, it's absorbing directly. Like you're still getting the benefits of the herbs. You just might not get as much of a cleanse benefit when it comes to removing them. So the first cleanse, I mean, we have a 123 page ebook that is a cookbook of the food you should avoid and some recommendations of food you can make. But if you don't do that, it's not as big of a deal. But eventually when you're cleansing, you should tailor your diet around no meats for the 30 days, no sugar, no alcohol, no carbs, just to get a real sense and benefit from doing a 30-day to a 90-day cleanse. Ours is 30 days, and I did that because I didn't want a bunch of waste for the product, and I didn't want to have someone spend a bunch of money, and then you don't do it, and then you have a bunch of products sitting around, and you just wasted $100 in herbs. So I made it 30 days. You can do more than just one cleanse. It's not a one and done. You can do back-to-backs with a 7-day in between, but you don't want to, I lost my train of thought. I mean,
it's all good. So another question, like when you've created this this blend. And what about like eggs, right? So it's not like, you know, there's people when they're messing around and just, oh, this is good for parasites. I heard wormwood or like one herb itself. Like I've had people play around with that, like have come to me and been like, oh, do you know anything about this? And I always recommend them doing the kit because, you know, you might take something and feel better, but are you like, what's a good time frame when you're talking eggs and new growth, like to kill all of that off, you know, so that you're getting maximum benefits?
Black walnut hull is the egg part. And then when you bring in things like usnea, Oregon grapefruit, that's going in and kind of sweeping out the issues as well. And then you also have heavy metals that you have to worry about while you're cleansing, because it'll drop heavy metals. And that's why we have metal flush, which has cilantro as the heavy metal herb. And then you're supporting your liver while you're doing this. So we added burdock root in there and dandelion root so that you're getting full forces. A lot of people don't understand that when you're taking an herb, you're just taking it for that one thing, but it also has other things assisting you. It's not a synthetic driven medication like what we're all used to with Western medicine. Western medicine targets one ailment with that frequency of that synthetic driven medication. Herbs have multiple different uses to them, not just one. So you got, you know, usnea. We'll just go back to usnea. It's one of my favorite herbs. It isn't just for targeting viruses and bacteria. It's also curbing your appetite and helping your body measure from an autoimmune, a hyperimmune system to a low immune system. It's helping regulate and balance that. And then you've got Oregon grapefruit that's helping with inflammation, which is what they live in. You come in and you have lungwort lichen, which is breaking down the biofilm, but it's also removing mucus. So you have multiple different ways of using that herb, where we're all so used to a synthetic driven big pharma medication. You take that and that's all it's helping with. That's not how it works when you're doing a parasite cleanse with Parify.
That's amazing. Like I love this. I think that this is so helpful for so many people. And I feel like, you know, when you're looking at the big picture and seeing the other like cofactors that are issues too, that it's not just, you know, one situation where it's parasites, usually it's holding on to other things in the body. And the fact that you're also addressing inflammation, because like, you know, pretty much any disease state you want to pick out off the top of your head stems from inflammation in the body. So if you're not controlling inflammation while you're, you know, causing whatever to die off and, you know, and pass, you know, you're just kind of, you have the perfect blend where it's, you know, Herxheimer reaction is real when people are detoxing in any way, shape or form. If you're not, I tell people all the time, like making sure your lymphatic system is not congested and clogged, because if that's happening, things aren't getting out. You're backing things up and then just reuptaking the stuff that you're pulling from, you know, your body out. So it's imperative to have all your T's crossed and I's dotted with every aspect of it in your cleanse, in your, you know, detox programs, that it's, you know, you're doing it all. So it's not like you're leaving the eggs or you're not working on inflammation. And then also just another question about like replenishment. Like I know you've said you have charcoal, it's like a charcoal binder. Is there anything you would suggest while people are on to replenish any micronutrients, minerals? Does it deplete anything like that? Is there something that people should be taking, you know, in addition to their normal nutrition?
Well, I suggest upping your supplements sometimes if you're going to, because your body's being taxed. It is going through a process of cleansing out something that it thought should be there, but it was taking you out of the homeostasis frequency that you needed to be in. And so you want to make sure that you are putting good pre and probiotics back into your body. And I'm one really now for eating those. So like, I like coconut coal and blueberries. That's your pro and your pre. And then I'll do my tinctures, and then I'll come in and sometimes I'll add an additional probiotic in the afternoon to just help with my microbiome in order for me to not strip it, right? Because that's really what happens when you do a cleanse, is that your microbiome can get stripped inside of your gut because you're trying to release those toxins that are living in your microbiome. So you want to replenish those as much as you can. Ours really does help you with keeping your microbiome and your good and bad bacteria, your good bacteria there and your bad bacteria gone, but you're doing something different to your body. So it's kind of adjusting. if you're taking something like mushrooms, you know, I highly suggest doing them maybe a little in the morning and a little in the afternoon, just really supporting your body the best you can through a cleanse. It is adjusting to a potentially new way your body is.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know it, I'm always using my body as an experiment, as a guinea pig. And, you know, there's been times where not knowing what I was going into in the past, where doing detoxes and not replenishing and feeling it. So it's really important to, you know, to can take all of these things into consideration, because, you know, I always say that to my clients too, when we talk detox. Detox can be, you know, anything from a sauna, red light therapy, to taking some, you know, castor oil packs. Like, detox can be so many things. You know, you think, oh, detox, am I going to be sitting by the toilet all day? And some of them you are, you know, it encompasses a lot.
It does. And it targets different areas of your body. And for me, when I was deworming, it wasn't just targeting the worms, but like wormwood also helps with suppressing mold spores in your body. And I was living in mold, and I didn't know I was living in mold until after I removed the parasites. And mold and parasites live together. And so it also helped with keeping me a little more healthy while I was living in the mold, suppressing it, but it also suppressed it. And I didn't know that I was living in the mold. So it was like a catch-22 when it came to the wormwood. But it's crazy how all of this happens, and the cleansing can help kind of just reset your body.
And I have a crazy question too. Endometriosis, I'm not a stranger to that. Anybody who follows me, and I talk about it often on social media, 13 surgeries. I think I've had maybe 3 or 4. Did that stop immediately after this? Like, where are you at with that? Like, is it something that's completely gone? Do you still have flare-ups? Is it something you work on?
No, I'm in remission.
I love that. Full remission.
So I was in my early 20s when I found out that I had stage 4 endometriosis and beginning stages of cervical cancer. And when I was 29, I had a full hysterectomy. So by the time I had gotten diagnosed, I think I was around 21. By the time I was 29, I was bleeding every month, if not all day, every day. At one point I bled so heavily for 3 months. They were like, we don't know what else to do. I would have surgeries. They would find the endo. They would scrape the endo out. They put me on Lupron 2 different times, which stripped the bones. And so now I've been in recovery from osteoporosis. So I'm below the osteopenia level, almost to a normal level with my calcium and my bones from all of this hard work. And I was 29 when I had a hysterectomy. So I'd had 5 surgeries before my hysterectomy. I had a full hysterectomy, and then I had 5 surgeries after my hysterectomy. I also lost my appendix. And at one point I thought I had pinworms, and my doctors said, oh no, you don't have pinworms. Come to find out, I did have pinworms, and the pinworms actually live in the appendix. And so that's where they hang out. And from all of the people and studies that I've read, that most people that have appendicitis actually have pinworms, and they just overabundantly grow, and it makes the appendix have issues and shut down. And that's what happened with mine. I actually have looked at my surgeries as well as pictures and videos, and I've always been a little bit suspicious that this is these oblique looking things, like, you know, and I would ask, like, what is that? Like, why is that? And then my doctors would be like, oh, it's just the way the scar tissue developed. Well, it's not rocket science that I did a deworming and a parasite cleanse and I'm in remission. And so, yep. So I've been in remission for 3 years. My last really very intense surgery was in August of 2019. So I have not had a surgery since August of 2019. In fact, I don't know if you have this on your phone where it shows you like, this is what you were doing this day. Okay. So I get them daily, and I opened mine up today, and today I took a picture of my abdominal area after my surgery in 2019. And I don't even look like the same person.
Wow.
My belly, she dug so deep. She cleaned so much out that my whole stomach was just one big bruise. It looked like literally I had fallen and I was bruised on my whole abdominal area with just like, you know what it's like to have surgery. And so that was it. That was the last time I had surgery, was exactly 2020. So 4 years ago.
Wow.
Time and a half surgeries in 4 years.
That's amazing. And I mean, such a fast turnaround. And it's like, you know, you almost think, what if you found this sooner? Like the trajectory of your health, like, you know, I can relate to some extent. I was diagnosed probably when I was 15, 16, and started having surgeries like before my son was born. And it was, you know, it was a challenge, you know, struggling to get pregnant, but even then I was able to, but I just always was in pain. I remember in pharmacy school, I remember the one day I was going to my finals and I was literally crying on the floor. I'm like, I can't focus in school. I'm in so much pain. And I think of how much time, you know, I lost in my life of feeling not good because of something. And, you know, when you start to find answers that are not Western medicine, that are leading to the other things that you're saying, you know, Lupron, bone depletion, you know, it's so crazy. Like they say it's from an estrogen excess, right? So, you know, but it's not, right? And
when you do ask questions, like I had it on my lung, I had it on my kidney, I had it on my liver, I had it in my brain. When you say those things to them, they're like, that's impossible. And you're like, how is it impossible? It's in my blood and my blood goes all over my body. So how is that an impossibility to you? And then they gaslight you and they're like, oh, this surgery will make you better. This will do this for you. This will do that. And you're asking questions of why. Like the whole time I'm like, why did my body get this? What is really going on? Why, when I'm bleeding, are the clots looking like possible hookworm now that I'm looking back? Why? You don't know. Just say you don't know.
Right.
Like,
right.
Say, I don't know. Let's explore together. But that was never something. So they did a life altering surgery on me. I don't have children. I can never have children. You can't get an implant of a uterus. Like I knew at 29 years old, I was never having children. So like you change the trajectory of my life when really you could have stopped what you were doing and said, why don't you try a parasite cleanse? Why don't we test you for Lyme? Maybe it is mold. Oh, your mom has sarcoidosis, which they are researching that could be a mold disease. Wait a minute. Before we go in and change this 29-year-old's body for the rest of her life, not only can't I have children, but I'm on estrogen the rest of my life. My bones are frail. I was sick as well in school. I actually went to take a certification in pharmacy and I was so sick that day. I missed my certification by one point. I was very upset because I really love pharmacy. I really love working with medications and I love working with herbs. So, but you know, how difficult is it for you just to stop for 1 second and go, well, why don't we just throw an Alina and throw it in there and see if maybe that anti-parasitic would help? Like, why not throw the kitchen sink at it before you go and you remove somebody's organs? I had 9 organs. I've had 9 organs removed.
That's
because
crazy.
Of endometriosis. Not one, 9.
That's insane. And I feel your pain and I'm not there, but I almost went down that path. And it's something that has flared up at different times in my life to more of an extent than another. But I remember being on birth control pills when I was 15 to get them to regulate my cycle. And I remember one doctor had said, after I had 2 surgeries and, you know, it was still coming back, I was still feeling it. It was, well, I don't understand. They put women on birth control pills with estrogen in it and endometriosis feeds off of estrogen. I don't understand. Right. But then after he did whatever he did and couldn't find an answer for me, what did he do? He put me on a birth control pill. You know what I mean? Like, and it was, and this was like a top, you know, University of Pennsylvania, like top doc. And it's like, I think sometimes they don't know. And it's like, I know that when I started to dabble with CBD and learn about it, and this was like 10 years ago before it was like common and out there on like every corner.
Since I was 13. I've been smoking weed since I was 13.
Love it. Love it. So
I've been doing this since I was 13 with herbs.
Like, right. And like, that's
They just villainize it. They villainize it. And you're like, why are you villainizing this? First off, Mother Nature provides everything that you need provided all 100%. The way down to when you shed your cells outside, it actually can grow the herb you need it to grow that you need to take in order for you to help your health. Wow. Like, that's how smart Mother Nature is.
Right.
And coming from pharmacy, I don't know if you know about this. Amanita. Do you know that they took the Amanita and they broke it down and they stole the DNA structure of this mushroom to make benzodiazepine and they changed it by one molecule in order to patent it?
Stop it. Are you serious?
I'm serious. That's how I got off of Klonopin. I learned how to break the DNA structure down and create muscimol and ibotenic acid in order for me to get off of Klonopin because it's the same structure. That's all they did with our medications, is the synthetically driven medications are the same DNA structure as a plant. So you can't patent a plant, though. You can patent a different DNA structure of the synthetically driven medications. You can't patent the plant, though. I mean, I was too. Like, that's why we pay so much homage to. That's why everything you see is this red mushroom, because when I was struggling the hardest and I couldn't get any help, I turned to Mother Nature. I turned to mushrooms. I turned to Earth, and we grew mushrooms ourselves, psychedelics, as well as lion's mane, turkey tail, reishi, cordyceps. We grew maitakes. I learned that the different structures of those herbs and what they help with when you have ailments. That's all that Big Pharma did 100 years ago. That's where our medicine changed, was 100 years ago with Rockefeller. And it's not a conspiracy, like, it's a legitimate thing. He owned most of the books that I wrote with, which was McGraw-Hill, Pearson, Cengage. All of these books started to be written 100 years ago. And now here we are now with, okay, well, why are we all indoctrinated? Why are we all feeling this way? It's because that's how we were all classically taught.
It's so true. And there was a shift when Big Pharma shifted, and then things like marijuana became demonized, and then it was a bad thing. And then, you know, basically fighting all this time to now get back to where we are to kind
mushrooms.
Of. Exactly. Yeah.
They're poisonous. Okay, well, I'll tell you, and I don't know if you watched one of my podcasts with Jeremy Griffin. I talked about my experience and why I am where I'm at. I used to take mushrooms when I first learned how sick I was and I was dying. I was like, what do I have to lose? Like, I'm not pooping, and mushrooms make you poop. So my husband, like, literally whipped it up. Like, I don't know how this genius of a man figured out how to grow psychedelic mushrooms so fast, but he grew them. And then I took them for like 6 months every day. And I sat on our property while he built, and I sat and meditated because I didn't want to die. Like, I didn't want to be sick like this anymore. And so the mushrooms helped me do, you know, really realize what was wrong with me internally. And marijuana does the same thing a lot with people. They can sit down, and I'm very creative that way. That's why they don't want us. That's why they villainized it.
No, 100%. And that's where my whole journey started, when I was traditionally in the pharmacy space and I was working at a mom and pop pharmacy, and I started to dive in researching. There wasn't much information out there. It was all, you know, hidden. I had to really dive deep. I had to go to the different, you know, brands that I was like starting to research and learn, you know, what was going on. And then I was kind of starting to use it on, you know, my closer customers and family members and myself to say, okay, try this, you know, for your anxiety or for pain or for sleep, and was just getting feedback until I gathered like hundreds of testimonies from people, their positive experience. But back then it wasn't like, it was when I would teach a class, people would come because it was like, well, what is, like, you know, people would like look over their shoulders. Like, it was like this bad thing to learn about, you know. It was a different time 10 years ago, but now, you know, it's coming along, and it's just still not enough. It still is so, people don't know what it is, you know, and they just hear it and they just automatically shut it down. And it's funny how even doctors are starting to come around with it, where when I first started 10 years ago, they didn't know anything. So of course it was no good. It was snake oil. Forget about it. But when they started to learn and see, and even like when I do my license renewal, you know, there's, you can take CEs on it and learn more about it. But you know, doctors, if they don't know about it, they're starting to say, okay, we'll go, you know, in the town that I was in, a small town, it was like, okay, go see her. She can help you. And, you know, but it's, it needs to be more out there, just like talk about parasites.
If you come next month, Dr. Giles is my personal doctor, and she taught me so much about cannabinoids and mushroom. Like, she's amazing. If you come, we've got nine doctors coming to on this little wellness cruise that I'm having. Most of them are all in the LA area. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just, the knowledge is power. And I feel like they never really want to go outside of their scope of practice, lawsuits, but also just tell people to go research it. Then I know though, that we're making a big ripple effect. My husband's best friend's brother went to a GI doctor and he was like, I just can't find anything. Have you ever looked on the internet for like a parasite cleanse, or like, there's this person that's on there that'll like teach you some things about gut issues. And so his brother went home and talked to Terrence, who does our merch. And he was like, that's Jeremy's wife. So I know that the ripple effects of like the alternative medicine is making its way through Western medicine. And that's really what it is. It's just like, we don't have a way for Western medicine to meet with traditional medicine without it being considered snake oil or grifter. Like, why? Like, I'm proof. I'm 100% proof. I've recorded myself every day for 3 years that red light, castor oil, cleansing, eating right, changing your foundational water, doing all of those things will actually change your life. Like, you can see the change in me. It's not something that I'm not showing every day. You know, I'm not, oh yeah, this is how you do it, and then I'm, you know, 500 pounds. Like, I'm literally showing you how to take care of your health and to make small changes enough to make big changes at the end, using your mind to manifest, you know, using the red light, using the saunas, using the hyperbaric chambers and oxygen therapy. I love oxygen therapy. I think oxygen therapy is underutilized for parasites, mold, and Lyme patients. My entire health changed in March of this year when I started doing hyperbaric chamber and oxygen therapy. It's a game changer. You know, the number one way that we all die is lack of oxygen. That's how we all die, right? So why not give oxygen into our cells in order for them to have a fighting chance for when we are semi-chronically ill like we all are?
Wow. Oh my gosh, this is just such great information. And I feel like I'm like smelling some like more further podcasts coming on, because
totally.
I feel like we should do one just on endometriosis, just being like endometriosis sisters. Like, I think that it's not a topic that is studied enough. There's not enough awareness about it. I feel like it's not talked about until you tell somebody you have it. And then somebody's like, oh, I have it too. Or my sister or somebody. And
200 million women have it. It's insane. It was my number one push for this. I don't discuss it a lot because I'm trying to prove a point with parasites, but it is my driving force. I never want endometriosis again. I never want to have a flare. Like, I don't want that in my life again. My life was, it took my life. It debilitated me. It caused me to be disabled. I never in my life want to go through that again. Like, and I don't want anyone else to have to go through it ever either. You know, why not try a cleanse? That's the whole thing. Why not just try it? It's 30 days.
When you might lose
relief, and you can take this cleanse every day. Just give yourself 7 days in between. I take Sustain every day, because it helps me. Well, Usnea is Mother Nature's doxycycline. I don't know if you know that Usnea is Mother Nature's doxycycline. And so Lyme patients are given doxycycline to help with their Lyme, but this actually helps people get rid of the symptoms
without wrecking the gut microbiome,
without hurting you. Without damaging, without causing your body to be taxed more.
Yes. So, and that's the truth, because antibiotics, we could talk about them all day. You know, it's the bad, you know, and it's necessary when you have an infection that you have to get rid of. Oh my God, I love that.
It's that easy.
But Kim just did a shot of something delish.
Insane. It's done. I'm done for the day.
That's like, amazing.
It was really that easy. I made it so that anyone can do it. My husband is why I made it so easy. I needed him to deworm.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Amazing. Well, I thank you so, so much for being on today, for all of your valuable information. We have to podcast more. You have so much great information that's just, you're just transparent and real. Like, it's just, this is real life things that people are dealing with every day and can't get help. And they're frustrated and just not living their best lives. You know, people are just, it's a shame. And they get into the Western medicine cycle and they can't get out and they don't feel good. And, you know, I love that, you know, like-minded people that were out there to help people get well and live their best lives. Yay. So I thank you for all that you're doing and for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.